After the podcast, you know, we always like to throw these little bonus, and not always, a lot of times we like to throw these little bonus interviews on there, on here. We have an interview with one of our favorite people. It's more like a phone call, a couple dudes calling their bud, with Jeff Dunham, you know, ventriloquist Jeff Dunham. Very, very fun talking about his
That's
new...
That's right, kids. Stay tuned. You're going to hear us interview a ventriloquist
on the
podcast.
It's always fun with him because he's a good dude. Ventriloquist, comedian, and you never know what's going to happen. So that is right after the closing jingle, which sounds like this.
This was the
podcast. But not yet. Yeah, I'm just saying. So it's right after that. That's when you go. So now we start with our opening jingle.
Wow. And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I had my low tire light was on, you know, your little TPS
mine
sensor.
Too.
So I have I have one of those little compressors that you plug into your lighter, well, or whatever you want to call it now, your auxiliary power source.
Remember when that was an actual cigarette lighter?
It used to be cigarette lighter.
I've been to anyone under the age of 25 doesn't even know that.
So anyway, I plug it into the lighter, and I go to inflate my tire, and it gets all the way up to where I need it to be, about 2 PSI off, and then I blew a fuse.
Oh.
So I had to go to O'Reilly and pick up a box of little 20-amp mini fuses, and I got like 20 of them because I always run over stuff and whatever.
Carson, do you remember when people used to actually have cigarette lighters in their car?
Yeah. Isn't it weird, though, the because what do they call them now? Like a
auxiliary power.
Yeah, okay. And I still call it a CLA.
What's a CLA?
Well, it was cigarette lighter adapter. Yeah. Like, that's what you would use the phone. Because when I plugged in my dash cam, I was like, yeah, I just need to plug it into the CLA, which I'm like, I'm so old.
How are you liking that dash cam?
Good. I check on it every so often just to make sure that it's still running. It hangs out behind my mirror and does its little job, and haven't had any excuse to have to pull up the footage just yet.
Knock
on wood. So, yeah, that's kind of the idea.
I forgot to introduce the new gold guys.
I have some cassette tapes, and I thought maybe y'all might like them.
Yeah. She was so nice. She actually brought a box of them by.
A cassette tape.
Cassette tapes.
Yeah. That's my favorite thing.
Cassette tapes. I'm trying not to be too critical because
she brought
something.
We got free stuff.
I almost said she brought the cassette tapes, but she didn't. She brought the cassette tapes.
I have some
cassette
tapes.
Great. I love her.
One day you're going to be in a wreck, Carson, that you're going to cause. And you're going to have to get rid of that
thing.
Could
we not say that?
What
a terrible thing to put in the universe.
You were in Iraq like a year and a half ago, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And you didn't have the dash cam then.
And that would have been helpful because it was the car in front of the car in front of me. It was a dude with a trailer, and he was hauling pallets. And they all started flying off, and that's what caused the accident. But there was no way to track him because none of us had dash cams. So... there was, you know, so the fault technically, I think, fell on me because I rear-ended the person in front of me.
So the question, though, is D right? Do you get the dash cam and now you get into an accident? Kind of like people who get radar detectors, and that's when they get their first ticket.
Hmm.
Well, I'm just saying, you need to go.
Oh, I'll be like, I don't have an SD card. That's just for show. LOL.
Mm-hmm.
No, again, knock on wood, hopefully, because being in that accident has now made me the most ridiculously cautious driver. Like, I will sit in the right lane for everything. If I'm on a highway, I either want to be to the very left or the very right, because I need to know that I have a place to go if things go down in front of me.
Wow.
So that way I need the emergency lane.
Did I tell you what happened to me with the big truck the other day?
No.
So I was driving late at night, we'll talk about my dad's stuff in a little bit, but I'm on the interstate, the freeway, whatever you want to call it, and it's three lanes each way. So I'm in the middle lane, and the semi truck pulls right up on my butt, and he starts honking his horn.
Oh.
Now, there's nobody to the right or left of me. I'm in the middle lane, the center lane. And he pulls right up to my butt, and he's like, bah, bah, bah. I'm like, dude, go around me.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of room. I'm locked in on 74. I'm not getting a ticket. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he stayed on there, and he got closer. Like, I couldn't even see his tail, his headlights anymore.
Wow.
He was so close that all I could see was the grill of his truck out of my back window. I'm like, what is this dude's problem? And he goes around me finally on the right. Didn't go in the left-hand lane. Hmm. And I left that open so people could pass if they wanted to. Well, I was like, it really kind of bugged me for like an hour. I'm like, what a dummy. Like, why would you do that? Why would you? Well, then I saw a sign in this specific area, and I didn't know this was a thing. If you're in a semi-truck, whenever it's in that situation, you're supposed to use only the two rightmost lanes. They're prohibited to go into the left lane.
Right.
And
okay,
I just happened to see the sign. But I didn't know.
But him sitting behind you and honking still
not
reasonable.
Because he wanted me to get out of the way because I was in his fast lane.
But if nobody else was there, he easily could have been like, huh, I'm going to make a reasonable decision and get over to the right and pass this guy.
I mean, he didn't know. I could have been like some freaked out person who didn't like driving, you know, on the road at all. Like, my wife can't handle being around big trucks and stuff. Like, she doesn't do.
So, away from them on the highway. I could have been that
person.
Their thing.
I could have been that person, and who knows? I could have made a really bad choice. I could have also been the dummy who, you know, gets all mad and then slams on my brakes and lets the semi hit me, so it's his fault. Oh, Patrick, hands
probably
up.
Probably me.
Yeah. Oh, no, if somebody tailgates me, the last thing I'm going to do is slam on my brakes, and I hate whenever
I see
other people
brakes,
do
but
that.
But I like give them a little tap just to let you know that I'm
that you're about
best,
to
that the I'm best, capable of it.
The best thing that the Rover has is that it has fog lamps in the back, so when someone's on my tail like that, I can reach over, hit that, and it turns my brake lights brighter, so it looks like hit the brakes.
Oh, but nice.
But I never did.
That's cool. That's real cool.
I keep saying that I'm going to get, like, they have trail lights for Jeeps and things like that. So I was thinking that would be cool because basically they're like LED fog lamps, but they're like right in your face level. So if somebody gets right there, you just flip them on and then it's like, you know, back up.
The amount of people that purposely will try to get in front of semis and break with the hopes of getting in an accident because I don't know, they want a new car or something. Oh, you should see I go down that Reddit YouTube, the subreddit. That's why I got a dash cam, is because of this Reddit thread. And the amount of people that do that because they think the companies will pay them out, like, oh, our driver hit you. The problem is they all have cameras. So they see this idiot coming up on on the shoulder. To then get in front of the truck and just break in front of them. And that's also a game of chicken that you are not guaranteed to win. Even if you're like, I'm going to let him hit me. That's a whole lot of tonnage that is wrecking your little geo, sir.
And not a tonnage of funnage. This is some bad
it's
stuff.
It's bad. Yeah, so I'm like, nope. You're bigger than me. You go do what you're going to do. Yeah. I stay out of their way.
Imagine how many, and you know, before dash cams, imagine how many of those guys got scammed.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, a lot.
So dangerous.
I wonder if one day all cars will just come with cams standard.
It's coming.
Well, they have. You've got
they're going to drive themselves.
You've got a black box. Something. Mm-hmm. Well, something most. Well, they will. It's coming, and it has been for a long time. But all your cars have a black box now, and so you get into an accident, they know. And I think it's been since like the mid '80s. It registers everything, and it's just not talked about.
Hmm.
But yeah, if you're doing something in your car, they know what's going on. Like if you go off of a bridge, they know how fast you were going when you hit the water. They can tell all that. So, you know, just
who's
a
they?
Little. They, the manufacturers. And the court can ask for that information if they, you know, if there's a legal issue, they can do it. Just like they can look at your cell phone record to see if you were texting at that time or whatever. So, yeah, they can do it. Or if you were streaming a bunch of video, like watching Netflix behind the wheel, which I saw the other day.
I did too.
What kind of
idiot
does...
There was footage of an Uber driver doing it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, somebody was in an Uber and they're taking video of their Uber driver watching a movie. Yeah. While they were driving.
Can you turn the movie off? I'm going to give you a really crappy rating.
I mean, it's such a weird thing to say because, I mean, of course, you want to be safe, but this person is also driving you. And now like you're in it's just the worst situation you can be in.
Yeah,
is
you're
if
taking
your
Uber
driver
an Uber because
is
you're usually inebriated or, you know, it's where you don't want to have to drive.
Right.
And if I can't trust the person who's driving me to take my safety seriously, then we have a problem. And that's it. Thanks, right, guys. It's
thanks,
been a fun
everybody.
Podcast. Bye.
This was a
this
lot of fun.
This was the podcast.
Oh, man, if we were ballers, we would really end it right there. That's probably pretty good.
It's a 10-minute podcast.
That'd be perfect.
Only
Bubba thinks it has to be longer than that.
No, because people come to us and they want a little company, man. That's the thing. If you're a fan of the show, the radio show, and you come to the podcast to get that extra show, then, yeah, you want it to be more than 10 minutes long. I do want to thank everyone who sent out the prayers and whatnot for my dad. Man, it was crazy. My dad's had two heart attacks already. And then so he goes into the doctor on Monday for just a simple checkup. And they're like, oh, you have to go immediately to the hospital. He goes to this little VA clinic up, and they live out in the mountains of North Carolina. And they're like, oh, you have to go to Atlanta right now, right now. So they rushed him off to Atlanta. And he had like 99% blockages and all kinds of crazy stuff. So they're like, okay, this is going to be massive surgery right now. So basically saying, we don't know if you're going to make it to tomorrow. So we all got in, you know, people from all over the country got to town and went to Atlanta to go and be with Dad. And it was crazy, you know, just we're over here scrambling to do the radio show and balance everything to get to be able to do it. And I slept, 35 minutes? Tuesday night, between all the travel and everything. And then Wednesday, I was driving again. So I ended up sleeping about an hour before the show yesterday morning. And it's like, you know what? I can't do that very often. I sleep on average about 4.5 hours a night. But whenever I know Carson's like, what?
I know. I'm
one of those people that just functions that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I can take a cat nap anytime I want, which is why y'all make fun of me at the gym and all that. But, that 90 minutes of sleep over the course of 3 days, that was a little too much. I slept more yesterday afternoon than I did for the prior 3 days.
That makes sense, though.
Dad is doing well. He had the triple bypass. They thought it was going to be more involved. They said 4, maybe 5 bypasses initially, and it ended up going in. They got it all done with 3. He's doing great. He sat up all yesterday. They didn't have him walking because they had, like, apparently some other emergencies in the ICU. So he just sat up and talked to all of my family and everything yesterday. And so we're good. So thank you, guys.
That's awesome.
We were, without that doctor sending him to go in, I mean, we were probably going to end up losing him pretty soon. And now, you know, something he and I, like, he loves to play golf. I love playing golf, but I hate actually playing golf because if I keep score, I get mad. And I haven't been able to play golf with him because he's not been feeling well. And now we know why he hasn't been feeling well. So I told him, I said, here we go. Before the surgery, I'm like, okay, look, here's the deal. You pull through this, and I promise you we're going golfing in 6 months when your doctor clears you. So he's like, well, go ahead and mark your calendar. We're doing it, and we're going to do it. I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's awesome.
A little second chance, man.
Yeah, for sure. Plus, you get to see all your family, because everyone
and
was there.
It was my brother's birthday, and my brother's like, yeah, thanks, Dad. You know, there's better ways to get the family together on my birthday, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it really made me think about my dad, and I think I'm going to come clean with him, and there's something I've been meaning – well, I never wanted to tell him this story, and I think I'm going to have to tell him. You know, for years, my dad sold hearing aids, and so he would go in and test hearing, you know, for people.
I know this story. It's the best.
And every year, I would go home, you know, for Christmas or whatever, and he would want to check my hearing. And so finally, I'm like, okay, fine, let's do it, Dad. So I get into this little soundproof booth. He's sitting across from me, and he has this little console that he's pushing buttons that have the tones. So he goes, "If you hear it, when you hear it, just lift up your finger or whatever." All right, got it. Gets to a point where I can't hear it. Like it's right. So high.
Yeah.
But I still raise my finger when he hits it because I can see the reflection in his glasses when he hits the light.
You see the little light reflecting.
That's so great.
So I would watch my dad. He would hit the button, and I'd raise my finger, and he would make this face of like,
only dogs can hear this.
And then he would go and he thought that I was watching his hand. So I would watch him and he would kind of do a fake out. Like he'd move his hand like he's pushing it, but he wouldn't push it. But I didn't see the light, so I wouldn't raise my hand. And then he would go. And he gets to the next one. It's so high. Like, it's off the charts. He's never had anyone hear this. I'd raise my hand. Finishes it up. I take the headphones off, get out of the little booth. And I go, well, so how'd I do? He goes, you're pretty good.
You know what? I'm not sure he didn't know something was up because he equally did you, man.
I knew that. I just aced the ACT.
He's just thinking to himself. He's been telling his friends in the hearing aid community for years. You know, what? My ears are bad, but it's not genetic because my son hears like a porpoise. He can hear from across the ocean.
He had the paper. You know, he makes a little notch. You know, a little on the graft or whatever. He goes, I don't think I've ever seen one like this. I'm like, well, I don't know. I told you I was fine.
Son with bionic hearing.
Yeah.
I called my parents the other day because I gave them a trip for Christmas that they've been wanting to do a trip to Newport, Rhode Island for years, and we never get it done. And I'm like, okay, we're doing a family trip this year. And then I'm like, oh, and by the way, block out this weekend because we're going to go see the Rolling Stones because it's like my parents fell in love listening to the Stones back in my dad's dorm room.
Aww.
And so
mom's name is Angie.
You know, no, thankfully.
Angie.
The worst part that my mom's like, yeah, okay, great. And my dad's like, eh. Oh, like, suddenly he's at that age of...
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Like, he's like, it's just, he's like, he doesn't want to be bothered with the crowds.
Yeah.
He's just like...
That's me.
I'm like, Dad, it's the Stones, and this is your favorite band, and you've been listening to them since you were in college, and oh my gosh, like, what... And he's like, yeah, I mean, I've seen them. And I'm like, I know that, Dad. We're going to go do
a family... Oh my God, your dad
thing.
Is Big D.
Yeah. Like, let's do this family thing.
Except Big
thing.
D actually never saw them.
No, oh. Not the Stones, but Big D, even no, people saying, he absolutely loves, he'd see once and go, I mean, yeah, but I've seen it.
Yeah, he's like, he's like, but we're going to Newport. We're doing a family thing. And I'm like, okay, but it's the music you introduced your children to. And he's like,
So it's so disappointing when you think that you're really doing something
really
great
did.
For someone, mm-hmm. and they kind of go, eh.
And I was like, well, somebody's got to drive mom. So, because she's not going to want to drive on the highway to go. So, guess what? You're roped in, sir.
You're in.
So, are you going with your mom and dad, or is it you and your brother also?
Me, my brother, my mom, and my dad. Because they took us to see the Stones back in 1994, along with my older brother. So that was like this big family thing, and it was for me and my brothers, was the first time we ever
had an older brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I just found out something brand
new
about
you. We're not super close. So, but yeah, I have an older brother.
Compared to Carson, yes. But compared to her younger brother, John, are they like super
we're
close?
Yeah, my younger brother and I are basically the same person. That's why.
And in the same industry and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So, my younger brother and I are going to go to six shows together. And we're taking my parents to one or two of them.
I love those. Carson collects the posters for the concerts. The Stones do different posters for each city. Like, the art is custom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's really great. And they've been doing it for a long time, apparently, and they're just neat.
And my dad is, like, just giving me the meh. I'm just getting meh from dad. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So then I call him, like, so let's plan the other trip. And now suddenly he's all in for that because he can probably go play golf on that trip.
Yeah.
Fabulous. So, yeah.
That's why Kathy was like, you don't go to Israel?
Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't.
Dude,
oh, my gosh.
I would
I can't
love that.
Yeah, but
what,
Big
like,
D?
No.
Would go walk where Jesus walked.
Yeah, is there an Israel that's within 2 hours of driving?
First of all, it takes you forever to get there.
Oh.
And then you feel like you have to stay for a while. Like, I would be fine in Israel for like 48 hours. But, like, most people go for more than a week because it takes you so long to get there and it's so expensive, so you get to stay.
I saw a show on Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil, and they were doing the food tour, and the food tour looked good.
In Israel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, man. But you know what? I have YouTube. And I can see it. It's like being there.
Gosh. No, you know what? You're right. I am Team D on this one.
Get you some VR goggles and watch the YouTube videos there.
Man, that's the way you do it.
360 video is pretty great.
If I had that, that's how I would travel. I'll be like, hey, yeah, well, I'm Matterhorn.
I want that new Oculus now. What is it, like the Oculus something or other? It's the cheap one.
It's supposed to be better, isn't it?
But it's way better than like the first gen stuff. But it's not like the major Oculus. But it's like $249. You get it and you throw your headphones on and you are transported to wherever you want to go. And I would love, man, yeah, I would love to just put that on. What is it?
It's
the Oculus something. It's got a little name. Not the Oculus Prime or something.
Oculus Prime. It should be Oculus should Prime. Be.
That would be pretty great.
I will say this about the traveling thing. Like
Rift.
That's
no, it's not Rift. The Rift. The Oculus Quest? Go. Oh, Oculus Go is it's $150.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's pretty great. I mean, we're getting so much more accessible VR rigs.
Yeah. So, okay, why is there, not to get off subject here, but why are there have 32 gig and a 64 gig
and 128 gig what's for gaming and all that for probably the graphics card? I would think like I don't know. I have no idea.
I guess I just thought it would just stream plug into whatever your
I don't know.
You wanted
I don't
to.
Have one, so I can't tell you how it works. As soon as I get one, which I think at $150,
man,
I'm pretty much in now.
I mean, think about the people that line up every year to climb Mount Everest, which costs thousands of dollars to even get the pass. And, like, so many people die. And now you can, like, climb Mount Everest in your living room?
I saw,
I'm all in for
without climbing?
I saw a thing the
can
other
I
day.
Can I be in my chair?
72 degrees?
I saw a thing the other day that said Mount Everest is littered with the bodies of people who were in their prime.
That's so great.
It's just a waste.
I mean, but you know, really? when you, we joke, but it really tricks your brain.
Yeah.
To where you believe. I mean, how many times have
you done the roller coaster thing and you're like, whoa.
I've done a lot of, I've seen a lot of things that pictures cannot capture. You know?
But if you had this VR, it's not just pictures, it's video.
I want the VR because, you know me, I want to be on an island every day. Like, I would love, if we could right now move the entire show to some island in the middle of the Caribbean somewhere, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Imagine if you put me in a concert.
Well, this is
what
I was
saying.
Yeah, this is what I was saying. I would like to go home and get in my hammock like I usually do, and instead of just playing the sounds of waves on my headphones, I would like to be able to see and look around, and man, that's
well,
the
dude,
best.
Dude, you could get that.
Yeah, $150 and then I'm
and
there.
And then being here in the studio during the show, put them on and have your view is a beach. It's kind of hard because you got to see all the other things because you run
everything. Computers and all. But wouldn't it be great?
But
well,
I
not
can.
Wouldn't it be? It will be
I
great.
I just sit here.
When you have the overlays, you'll be able to see everything, but you'll also be able to pull up your computer screen
and
all that. So you'd have a laptop in your VR world.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Star Trek holodeck. Let's just all just
I'm
get to
in
that.
For that, bro.
Oh, man. I wonder if I could do a VR family where
it's called The Sims.
Oh, gosh.
Hi, no, honey, he I'm means home. Like a full-on.
I know.
No, wow, they come in and it's all Stepford Wife looking.
Yes.
But they're doing this new thing at concerts. They're testing out this technology where they're putting all these cameras on the stage and then at certain places in the crowd, and you can pick which camera angle you want when you want it, like live.
That's great.
So if it's 8:30 and your favorite band is playing in Israel, you can tune in and you can be like, I don't want to sit in the back. I want to be on stage with a band, and you pick the camera that's right there, and they're right in front of you. And if you put that in VR, you know what, though? That would save me a lot of
sound,
money.
The sound will be great.
Right.
The views will be great.
I don't hate that.
And if you can pick your own camera or your own seat, per se, I think that'd be pretty great.
Have you guys ever used VR? Uh-uh.
Yeah, I have. I had the, you know, the old version where you put your cell phone in it?
Yes.
You slide your cell phone in,
whatever. Yeah, yeah.
I had that, and it was pretty awesome. Like, now this isn't VR, this is just 360 video on YouTube, and you can go and tour places. And so basically what they would do is they'd have a bicycle and you'd ride the bicycle and you just look around, you're like, oh, look at me, I'm in Rome, or I'm in whatever, I'm in Barcelona, or whatever. It's just so cool.
That is cool.
I there was one, it was like an arcade that I took the boys to, like an old school arcade with you know, quarters and that kind of, and they had a kind of a setup, a VR setup. This is being several years back, and they had in the game your little character is walking across a like a bridge that's real thin, real narrow, mm-hmm. and it's real high up in the sky, and you just hit the button and he walks. But when you turn, you can see everything. Man, it got me all woozy. I got the giggles. It was the best.
I got not sick, but like kind of nauseous from riding it. You know, this is 25 years ago. They had it. You know, you get in a big thing. It looks like a minivan. You know. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, and it's on.
Like
the VR rides. Yeah, and you're sitting all in this thing, and you know you're just sitting in this thing, and then they show you the roller coaster. And then it goes up and you feel it. You feel yourself leaning back. And then when it goes over that crevice and the visual is coming at you fast.
Yeah.
And they put a little wind in there so you feel it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Like those things they used to have at the mall.
Yeah, that's it. This was like.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch those videos on YouTube of the dudes that will break into skyscrapers and they'll walk, like, they'll hang out windows and stuff like that. And they've got their GoPros on their head. And they're just like freehanding. It's vertigo inducing stuff.
What?
And I wonder if you could like watch, because it makes me queasy just watching that on my phone.
So if they have a 360 video,
could you imagine? And, yeah. Like even sitting on your couch, but this dude is at like the top of Singapore or something.
Yeah.
Russians are super big into that. It's always the Russians making the videos. They break into like old factories and they're hanging from like, what is it, girders or whatever those things are called? And
yeah.
Yeah, doing that kind of stuff. And if you could see that in VR, oh my gosh, that would be insane.
Yeah, I'm getting this, man. It's at Walmart.com. And I don't know why they have the 32 gig for $199, and it comes with a little clicker button too. And then they have the 64 gig. Oh, look at this. Hey, go jump on Walmart.com right now. I'm giving them a little plug here. Go jump because the regular Oculus Go, the 32 gig is $199. The 64 gig, they have one left for $197.98. So it's like a dollar cheaper for the one with.
How would you find? What do you type in?
Oculus Go virtual reality headset.
Before anyone else does it, D's going to buy it.
Yeah, somebody's got to go buy this right now. And you get it. They get the 32 gig for a dollar more than the 64. Who's going to get that one? Who's going to get it? I am doing
this part of the podcast not brought to you by Walmart.com.
No, thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts, for allowing me to charge my phone when I drove to go see my dad. Saved my life. I wouldn't have known how to get around, you know, Atlanta. I don't like Atlanta. I don't like driving out there. It's crazy.
Only one left. No.
That's what I said. Buy it.
There it is.
64 gigs. Buy it, somebody. I'm going to hit refresh, see if anybody bought it at Walmart.
It's got good reviews, too. I don't know.
Dude, give it to your wife and go, hey, I bought you something. She'll say what? And you say, I bought you Israel. And she'll be like, huh? Yeah, I bought you all the Israel you want. Go right now and give it to her.
See, I can see Kathy's eyes rolling.
So if I do this, can you get online with it?
Oh, yeah, they have all kinds of downloadable stuff. Yeah, and you can do things like with your phone. You can hook it up to your phone, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm just telling you that the stuff I've seen, like just the 360 videos on YouTube, are astounding. Like, you go with scuba divers, and so, you know, you're diving, and you're looking around, and it's the real deal. It's like you're there. And the whole time you hear the bubbles around you. Because if you've ever scuba dove, you know that's all you hear is your bubbles, and it's so cool.
That's neat.
Did somebody buy it yet?
I was going to, but I'm going to wait. My birthday is coming up, and I actually want to kind of look into it because I may want to get like a
the
better
bigger,
one.
Better.
Mm. Yeah. There's one that's called the Valve Index, which is supposed to be the best one that's made, but it's a grand.
Yeah, I don't know. Oculus Quest, I think, is the one, but it's a gaming thing.
It's number two, the Quest. And then they have the PlayStation VR, which
I want to get just because of PlayStation. But I'm holding out because I know with the PS5 coming soon that the VR setup on that is going to be
a whole new
way
system,
better.
Isn't it? The PS5, it's a complete yeah,
yeah.
But you'll be able to play your old ones, right? Well, it's all downloadable now. Anyway.
I was going to say I don't know if you'll be able to play it, but yeah, most of the stuff they make on PlayStation. Now, I think, is the name of the thing where you can play all the legacy games and download them straight to, or stream them is how they do it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow, they stream it.
Yeah.
Oh, most I've just been down. Patrick's mic is all wonky.
Is it?
Yeah, it sounds like it is. Like
hello.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sounds.
It
normal
sounds.
To me.
It sounds distant. Like it sounds thin. Which
because
is
when he
ironic.
Laughs, he's right on it. And
no,
if
I'm
I
not.
Don't have it, huh?
I don't laugh right on mic usually, unless you say something.
No,
hilarious.
But you laugh. Your laugh is very. You've got a very. It's very hicky. And whenever you do it, no, I'm just telling you the truth. It does.
Staccato?
It's very staccato, okay. And it overdrives the mic. So
you ever
keep
had a
it from cutting out.
You ever had a hickey, Patrick?
No, I don't think I ever have. So
I gave myself one.
What?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Use the vacuum cleaner?
Yep.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm looking at Patrick's levels. Well, just, I'm going to show you, Big D.
I put it on my lips.
Big D talk.
You look like this. And my lips got sucked into it, and I was like, it felt weird. I was like,
we moved
Patrick.
On from whatever you're
and
doing.
I pulled it off, and my lips were all like, it had that red.
You did like you did the Kylie Jenner challenge before. Jenner.
Before it was a thing.
You started it, trendsetter. Yeah.
Well, now hers sounds weird. I think maybe it's my headphones.
Maybe it is your headphones. You see, everyone sounds the same to me.
Yeah, I don't know. What's up? I don't know. But everyone else have great hearing, so it can't be.
Was that all just a play to get your punchline
no.
about that?
I know, I'm literally that smart. I'm fast. Yeah, Dad was. He was so great. He talked about it every once in a while.
How proud he was, son. You must have got it from your mama.
He used to tell me he put it. Oh, he's so funny. I'm like he would put on. a lab coat. A lab coat.
No, he
coat.
Did not.
Dude, he would put
he
on. I'm not joking.
Whenever you went there,
we
he
would
put
go
it on?
To the strip mall into the Miracle Ear. And he would put a lab coat on to go check my hearing.
For just you. The place
for
would be
just
closed.
Me. It's 9 o'clock at night. No one's there. It's closed. And then he'd take out his little thing that looks in your ear, that has a little light on it. It's got a little funnel looking thing on the end. And he'd look in there and go,
He realized if he sells you a hearing aid that you're going to be the one, he's going to be the one who buys it, right? Like he's not like trying to sell you something.
It's like he's my primary physician, looking in my ears.
He is your primary. He's your very first.
I was just like, oh gosh.
Hey, one more thing on the VR stuff, and I know we're but I just want to mention it that Facebook is. Have you guys seen the movie Ready Player One or read the book?
No.
Basically, it's everybody has two lives. You have your real world life, and then you have your pretend online life. And Facebook is starting basically that online life world. It's a total VR thing where you go and you can become somebody else and whatever, and you meet other people and like you hang out with all these strangers and you are you are your avatar and you walk around in this real world and other people see you as your skin.
It's like The Circle, but like more intense. Yeah. Y'all watch The Circle?
No.
It's that game show on Netflix.
It's a reality show on Netflix, and it's first I was like, God, this is so weird. And millennials are weird, and they're just all talking to the thing. They talk text because it's all done through The Circle, which is like
what is The Circle?
I talk it's like text.
It's all talk texting. Unless they're talking to themselves, they're talk texting because they're talking to The Circle, which is the social network that's just for the people in the building, and none of them can see each other, and they don't do video or audio, so they just text each other.
Can they do like
so
emojis
it's all,
and everything?
It's all like message. I don't know. Period. Why do you think we're here? Question mark. And so there. It's really awkward to listen.
Is it
to
hard
people
to watch?
Talk text all the
feels
time.
Feels like it,
but it's super
interesting.
Interesting.
So what's the gist of the show? You're supposed to. You're
like
supposed to
people,
win as many friends.
Living, there are eight people living in a building. They can't see or hear each other. They never interact with each other except through The Circle, which is their own social network.
Like reverse Big Brother. You don't have to actually
hang
with the people.
They still like, they rank each other. You know, who do you like most? First through seventh, because you're the eighth one. And then the person who is first and second have the power, and they can, and every week or every couple episodes, I guess, because it's all on Netflix, they remove somebody, and then someone else comes in.
Hmm.
And it's, I don't know, it's super fast. Oh, and some of them are catfish. That's the thing. A couple of them are not who they say they are. They just have all these pictures, and they're living. One of them's a dude pretending to be a chick. One
so,
of
like, their little emoji or whatever is really the, or their little picture is them, their profile
no,
pic?
No, no, it's somebody else.
No, but I'm saying it's like real the other pictures. People
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they don't know that they're.
They don't know because they can't see them.
Well, because so it's supposed to be who's playing the game best, which is if you're a dude and you're pretending to be a chick, makes sense, right? Like post hot pictures of yourself or whatever.
And
yeah.
And he's always talking. And when he, one guy who does it, it's actually all of his girlfriend's pictures. She's super hot. And he, when he's doing the messages with her, he kind of gets this little, you know, like he even like tries,
to think like how a chick would text. Because chicks and dudes text differently.
Oh, yeah. So, and then there's a girl. All right, and another dude who are really super hot, okay? And everyone thinks they're catfish because they're too good looking. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, but wouldn't they think, wouldn't they think like pretty people? Like, don't you think that pretty people like see everything as a...
No, some people can put themselves in that.
Really?
I guarantee you put me in a room and tell me to pretend I'm Brad Pitt, I could probably figure it out. Just do the opposite of whatever.
I've seen you become Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, exactly.
And George Bush when he got hypnotized.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
By the way, Marianne Sophia got hypnotized. I meant to get her on the show this morning. Maybe we'll do that next week. I know she's watching, listening. Got hypnotized for weight loss.
Hmm. Really?
So, yeah, I wanted to see how that went. I don't know if she's already done it or she
was going to.
She had a consultation meeting of some sort. So I don't know if she's done the actual hypnotizing session thing yet or not. But
we'll call her Monday or Tuesday and get her on.
I mean,
hey, Marianne, she's watching right now. I'm looking. Hey, Marianne, we'll call you Monday or Tuesday and get you on.
I remember Patrick is highly, highly susceptible to being hypnotized.
Hypnosis?
Yeah. He remember he was in here and the guy came in. How long? 7 seconds?
If that.
It was
okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, he went fast.
He was like, okay, Patrick, you are getting very sleepy. You're very sleepy. I'm touching your head. You're now asleep. And he was.
Yeah.
He kind of does this thing where he's sitting down and then the guy kind of is behind him or
caresses
next to
him.
And he's kind of like pulling on his wrist and touching him and kind of stuff. And then boom. We're talking about how fast you go out or in.
But you
or
don't
do
call
it
going under. It's what are they?
What do you call it?
No idea.
Call it going in.
Totally
I think.
Disassociating myself from this conversation.
Why?
I don't even like thinking about it because it's weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you're the most expert person we know on this.
Except I'm not because I'm
been
not
under.
Really.
So
aware.
When
but you do, but you are aware. You know
you
it's
aware?
There.
Like,
it's there in you.
When you were Marie Antoinette, okay.
I know. Like I just said, I didn't want to have this conversation.
No, but you
and I was totally disconnected.
Well, no, I just want to know. Did you know?
Haven't you been here 20 years?
I know.
Like, come
no,
on.
But my question is: this is not about going under or being.
Just
in
talk to
or
me.
Whatever
talk to me about it. He just happens to be here.
No, yeah. I'm just saying. Did you know you were Marie Antoinette, or did you?
I don't
do
know.
You remember
I
having?
Don't know.
I remember. Weird. We've asked this question before. I'll answer as Patrick. Yes, you know what's going on. But you just don't care to stop it. That's what you told me.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
When you
it's
were
hard to explain.
When you were George Bush know. And you are answering phone calls, where you are the phone screener.
I don't think I'm George Bush, but I know I'm supposed to act like that.
Yes. Yeah. It's a real weird.
It's a very strange.
Are your when you sleep at night, are your dreams very detailed?
Yeah.
Very extreme. Colorful.
If I don't have dreams, does that mean I'm more
or less
susceptible?
I mean, I believe they're real, you know, until I wake up and go, that didn't really
they're
happen.
They're very involved. Yeah. There are lots of details and that kind of thing. And with Bubba, I've been really, not that I'm an expert because I listen to a podcast, but I just listened to a podcast yesterday about sleep and saying that those people who get 4 to 5 hours of sleep at night, it's really bad for your health.
What, to be hypnotized?
No, to not sleep.
Oh, I know it is. Yeah. I can't help it. I can't. Between, you know, I know when I go, okay, it's bedtime. It still doesn't matter. I'm like, I can't go to sleep. I'm wide awake. And then finally I go, and I'm out. But I'll lay there for hours, and I won't be able to go to sleep. In my bed, in the dark, playing music, not playing music, on my side, on my stomach, on
it's
my
almost
back.
Like, it's like the more you, like, you just think about it more and more, and it makes it harder and harder.
Dude, that was the thing. Like, the night before Dad's surgery, I slept, like I said, 30 minutes. And the only reason I slept those 30 minutes is I forced myself because I knew I had to go to sleep or else I would just be up 24 straight hours.
But that's a stressful circumstance.
But
that the thing is, like, the week before,
I could lay there. I laid there for hours, right, is what I'm saying. And it's the same thing. That's a normal night for me.
Yeah.
So I just don't. And then I know what happens usually is I'll end up falling asleep wherever I am. Whether it's on the sofa watching TV or in the little theater room or whatever we have. And then I'll be like, oh, I wake up in the middle of the night. And then I just walk to my bed and I go straight to bed at that point.
Hmm. You should try that melatonin and that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that I've not slept more than, let's say, even 5.5 hours. I haven't averaged 5 hours of sleep in 20 years.
Jeez. Yeah. Well. All right. Anything else?
I think we covered it.
I have some cassette tapes, and I thought maybe y'all might like them.
I would like to say we love them, and we can't wait to play your cassette tapes on Cassette Tape Tuesday. I mean, Cassette Tape
Thank
Tuesday.
You. Thank you. Say it right.
It's hard to get that down.
Again, for those of you who are watching on Facebook and all that, you're not going to know what's going on, but after the podcast, it's the really cool interview that we have with a ventriloquist named Jeff Dunham. You know who he is. He's awesome, and we love him, and we love you.
I have some cassette tapes.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. Okay.
Patrick, let's talk about hypnosis.
This is a regular show on the radio. Every day, it was the podcast.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Hey, Jeff Dunham has a new Netflix, his new Netflix original stand-up special. It's called Jeff Dunham, Beside Himself, now streaming globally. What's up, Jeff?
It's not Jeff, it's me, Walter.
Oh, Walter, where's Jeff?
He's going to be here in a second. I just want to say something here. I don't want to get on my political platform, but have you been watching the impeachment hearings? Have you been watching that?
Some. I mean, it's pretty. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I haven't been watching it because I got Disney Plus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
why would I watch impeachment hearings when I have Marvel, Star Wars, or The Simpsons? You know what I mean?
Right.
The Mandalorian, baby.
This is about as exciting as Colin Kaepernick's NFL tryout. That's all I'm saying. By the way, do you know Durham has a Kaepernick dummy now?
Oh, no.
Do you know that? Do you care?
No, yeah.
Instead of taking a knee, he has to sit on Jeff's knee. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You don't care.
No.
I don't care.
Give us Jeff.
I got to tell you, this impeachment hearing is not nearly as interesting as the Bill Clinton one. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah, but nothing happened to him. I heard that if he had gone to jail, they were going to count the years married to Hillary as time already served. That would have been nice. I finally got you. Yay, you got a chuckle. Thanks, guys.
I just got to get warmed up. Just got to get warmed up.
All right, okay, I'll give you back to Jeff. I don't care. But by the way, the last Democratic debate, they're trying to see who the front runner is going to be in 2024. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, fine. I end on a dud.
Wow. Why don't you keep going, Jeff? Get out when you're on top. What in the world? What do you think?
I thought that was going to be a bigger one. I really did. I thought that was going to be. You don't care. No. Okay, fine. Okay. I don't care. All right, here's Jeff. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Walter.
So there. Had to do a few jokes.
Yeah.
Dude.
By the way, Jeff, does when you get, what is Netflix money like? Is it
better than Comedy Central money, like when you used to do those specials?
You know what? I got in it a little too early, because when I made my deal with Netflix, they were just getting started, and I made a deal for two specials. And then right after I made my deal, which when I had made it, it was the biggest deal that Netflix had ever made with any comedian. And guess how long that lasted? 2 months.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, all the big guys come along, like Chappelle and all that, and they made huge, huge deals. So to answer your question, if you'd got in on Netflix at the right time, it was huge money. But I was just a little bit ahead of the curve. And believe me, I am very thankful for what I do for a living and how well things are going. But you know how the human nature is. Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think right now would be the sweet time because you have Disney Plus, you have Netflix, you have Hulu, you have Amazon, you have all HBO, you have Apple. Everybody's trying to do these exclusives. And right now, I think, is the time to be a seller.
Well, I guess, except that the playing field is so huge now and so spread out. Now everybody's going, well, we don't know if we're going to get numbers from anybody. It's a really interesting time. And I got to tell you, I'm a big Apple Plus guy. I can't believe it. There are a couple shows that I love. The Morning Show is awesome. For All Mankind is awesome. What a big dent in everybody when that thing came along, and now Disney, holy mother. Yeah, it's nuts right now. Yeah, I would not want to be in, I still believe in broadcast TV. I still watch the Big Four, and, but man, that's going away quick, isn't it?
I have to tell you, I have Apple Plus. Or what is the Apple Stream? It is Apple TV or whatever it is. I have that. I pay the whatever it is, the X number of dollars. I haven't watched it but one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Morning Show is supposed to be pretty good.
But you know what? I don't have time because I've got so many other shows on all the other things. And what happened is that I'm going to find myself whittling down which services I use the most.
Sure. Well, the thing I watch on TV most is professional football, and that's about it. We don't have time. My wife and I will sit down at night, and I have 4-year-old twin boys now, so, that kind of takes up your universe. But when we sit down for 1 hour at night, we'll watch, we find something to watch. It takes us 3 nights to get through a movie. It's the saddest thing ever.
It takes us 3 nights to find one that we all can agree on.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff Dunham is joining us, and we'll talk more about the special and the tour and all that more with Jeff Dunham coming up next. Hang on. Hey, Jeff Dunham is joining us. He has launched his new 63-city international tour called Jeff Dunham Seriously, and he is joining us on the hotline. Did you ever think because I'm trying to think of the other ventriloquists in comedy history that have had the success.
Sherry and Lamb Chop.
Wow, really? That's that? What?
She was more. Yeah, she was pretty good. The only ventriloquist in history that my benchmark is I'm still pushing Edgar Bergen, who was the most famous ventriloquist of all time. He was literally the Seinfeld of the radio era. But that's what was crazy. He was a ventriloquist on radio. But his dummies, his characters became as big as, he and Disney were Mickey Mouse, were friends. And Charlie McCarthy and Mickey Mouse were kind of neck and neck for a little while, if you can believe that.
Wow.
But, when you're on Time Magazine as a ventriloquist on the cover, that means you've made it. Yeah. So that to me is, I'm still pushing.
Yeah, no.
Or it means you committed some kind of felony.
Yeah, or you. Yeah, anyway.
That's true.
There's two ways to get there.
Hey, we were talking about the streaming thing. Have you ever just sat down in the evening with your wife or significant other is just watching the previews of what you might want to watch?
Oh, yeah, we've done that. And I'll spend an hour watching trailers and previews, et cetera, et cetera. And finally, it's like, well, we ran out of time.
Yeah. And then, of course, the age-old gripe is that once, and it's really bad on Netflix, when they show the preview, you know everything by the time they're done.
Yeah. Oh, how about?
It's like, in the old days, previews were titillating, and they made you want to go see the movie. Now, it's so stupid because you know the beginning, the middle, and the end. It's like the Reader's Digest version.
I disagree with you here on this one, Jeff, because now with Disney Plus, they put the trailers of the old movies on there too. And you go back and you watch the old movies, and there are the old trailers. They're really long, they're really slow, and they spell the entire
movie. Oh, the
movie
old ones
out.
For sure,
yes.
Do.
Like,
yeah.
Or, get on YouTube and do like Ghostbusters trailer, and you're going to be like, I would never pay money to go see this in my life.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that funny?
It's
all
weird.
Right. I'll stand corrected then. I haven't done that, but all right. I used to think the trailers were a little better than this.
Your favorite all-time classic movie and then get on YouTube later and just look up that movie's trailer and you're going to be mortified. You're going to be like, this is terrible.
Yeah, I did that for Jaws not too long ago and it was horrible.
Wow.
Hey, talk to us about this, the tour. This is 63. It's an international. What's the international cities?
Canada. I'm kidding. No, we put that thing on it because when we when I start a tour, we don't really know where it's going to end up and what we're going to end up doing. It's always we have an international flavor. My real international, I've done 9 international tours, and that's usually the UK and South Africa and that kind of thing. But one international tour we did was, oh my Lord, it was like 40 cities in 12 different countries, and it was literally all over the map. We went to South Africa, went to Australia, went to Singapore, Iceland. It was crazy. This one, we're going to the UK in the spring, and we may add a few more European countries like that. But mainly it's in the U.S. You know, it's like, why the heck do I need to go anywhere else when we have all these amazing large and middle-sized and a little bit smaller towns that people come out in droves, and they're never a better audience. It's great.
No, yeah.
And by the way, I just want to put a little soapbox here. We try and keep my tickets down in price because I know my audience, and you know, everybody's earning the hard buck, and we really try and keep our prices competitive compared to other acts like me. So when you see those – oh, by the way – everybody should always go to jeffdunham.com to get tickets. I'm so sick and tired of these stupid scalpers that when you see my tickets and they're $300 or $800, that is not us. Those are the stupid scalpers, and it makes me want to bang my head against the wall.
Well said. Before you go, is Bubba Jay there? Does he want to say anything?
We would love to talk with
Bubba
him.
Jay, come here. This the other Bubba?
Yes, it is. What up, brother Bubba?
I'm so excited because we're going to a bunch of towns where you guys have like radio stuff, and so people should come to the show. Yeah, it's fun. I was supposed to do a commercial, and I did it.
Okay, good job. Jeff, I don't know why I even asked that. I can't. I hate it. I really
why?
Do.
Why do
I just
hate do. It?
Bubba loves it. I can't stand it.
No, here's the thing. I mean, look, if you have a singer in here, don't you love it when they sing a song?
Yeah, but
so
they
we
don't.
Have Jeff Dunham on the show. We want him to ventriloquate.
Yeah, but he doesn't. The singer doesn't like go, whoa, hold on a second, and become a different person and sing in a different voice.
Sometimes they do.
Wow. That's
it cracks me up because, you know, admittedly, when I do radio tours, if I'm doing it, and by the way, you're the guys, the only ones I'm talking to today, so it's great. But when I do radio tours, I know, and I've done this for so long, you know, I have friends all over the country, radio folks in the morning and afternoons and evenings, and I know which shows they want to talk to the characters, and the other guys are like, no, we are all adults here.
Yes.
We know you're pretending. You're probably moving your lips. This is fake. Can we just talk to you, please?
Well, here's we're split. Bo and I are split.
Yeah, he's the adult. I'm not.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, hey, man.
You know, honestly, I was looking back at your guys' bios. And have you guys really been together since 86? I was scanning over it real quick.
96.
96.
Oh, 96.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because I got confused because I can't remember when I was on the air with you guys first. And I had my practice marriage was in 92, and I always equate, never mind. But okay.
I remember you coming on the show, and like you were not the Jeff Dunham huge thing that you are now. And I was like, God, this is never going to work. This guy is.
We actually need to get you back in the studio,
yeah,
too.
I remember the first time he came in the studio, he actually brought the puppets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
he brought the stupid dummies. And I was like, are you taking those out?
Just do it.
What are you doing?
My thing is, next time you come swing by, we want you to come in and take new pictures because I was about 100 pounds lighter then. And I think it's time to update that.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, I got a funny story. So I got married, Audrey and I got married 7 years ago. And, of course, everybody always loses weight, tries to lose weight for their wedding photos, right? And a buddy of mine who's pretty thin goes, why are you doing that? I go, so the wedding photos are good. He goes, yeah, my wife did that. And every time she looks at the photos, she cries because she's gained a bunch of weight since the wedding. I go, well, so you got good pictures. He goes, I did the opposite. I said, what? He goes, I gained a bunch of weight on purpose before the wedding because now I'll walk by the wedding photos and go, oh, look, I'm a lot skinnier now.
That's smart.
You're a thinker.
You can head to jeffdunham.com to get all the information on the special on Netflix, also the tour as well. Jeff, it's good to see you, man, or talk to you. Come by and see us soon, would you?
I look forward to coming in. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
See you, man. Jeff Dunham.
See you. Bye.